Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
KYW News Radio presents Live and Learn, Education in a COVID-19 World.
Teachers, students, and parents all seem to agree on one thing. Online learning puts a strain on just about everybody involved, especially the young learners. KYW's Mike Doherty explains.
Little kids don't have the independent learning skills older students have, and that presents special challenges for learning at home.
So in particular, at the early childhood and elementary levels, we have to remember that learning is a social endeavor.
Dr. Bree Moratini is the assistant chair of the Department of Interdisciplinary and Inclusive Education at Rowan University. She says hands-on lessons are the way to go.
What's important for schools to remember is that children at the emergent literacy phase are not independent learners.
And because of that, parents are often left doing the heavy lifting while also trying to work themselves. Some kids are struggling to navigate all the different platforms like Seesaw and Google Classroom, and it's leaving them frustrated, anxious, and a little depressed.
What we don't want to happen is for children to start to feel like learning is not something that they are good at. That is actually the most detrimental thing.
Dr. Moratini says do continuous emotional checkups with your kids. Ask how they're doing and what's on their minds, and be sure to tell them they're doing a great job frequently.
Praise can go a long way with young children who are learning how to be learners.
Another thing to keep in mind is screen time and reading habits. Because school is now on a screen, downtime probably shouldn't be. Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio.